Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 351, slide. Visible translated text is as follows, redirect examination. The first time I saw Mr. Frank put my tape on, he didn't say anything about it being any trouble. The last time he put it on, he said something about that he wasn't used to putting it on. I was holding the lever there, and he got in on twice, and he had put it on wrong, and he would have to slip it out and put it back. When Mr. Frank came out rubbing his hands, he came out of his inner office into the outer office, and from there in front of the clock, I did not go down in the basement as far as the boiler during the night, except when I discovered the body. The officers talked to me the whole time. I didn't get to sleep hardly day or night, just the time I would get ready to go to sleep. Here they was after me. Then I would go back to my cell, stay a while, and then another would come and get me. They carried me where I could sleep, but they wouldn't let me stay there long enough to sleep. I didn't get no sleep until I went over to the jail, and I didn't get no sleep at the jail for about 2 weeks. That was before the coroner's inquest, when I was first arrested. When I went back to the jail, I was treated nicely. As to who talked to me longer, Mr. Frank or Mr. Black did. Mr. Arnold talked to me longer than Mr. Frank did on April 29th. In the southwest corner is some toilets for men and women. L.S. Dobbs, sworn for the state. I am a sergeant of police. On the morning of April 27th, at about 3:25, a call came from the pencil factory that there was a murder up there. We went down in Boots Rogers' automobile. When we got there, the door was locked. We knocked on the door, and in about 2 minutes, the Negro came down the steps and opened up the door and said there was a woman murdered in the basement. We went through a scuttle hole, a small trap door, the Negro lead.